Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Good Friday, everybody. Welcome in. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game. Hope you're having a great day to this point. Alongside Big Joe Dubin, I'm Chase McCabe. Dr. Crane, Nick Frazier on the ones and twos as well. What's up, Jojo?
Excited for this weekend. Lots going on. The Titans practice tonight. Cats game on Saturday for the championship. I mean, this is fun. This is what we live for, buddy.
Yeah, and I mean, look, we're getting some championship football leading into the NFL. The Hall of Fame game was on last night. I actually watched some of it. I got a little bone to pick with a certain television station.
Don't do it.
Coming up next.
Okay, we'll get into that.
Are you going to argue with me on it?
I will defend.
Okay, that's fine.
Do you not think that the gubernatorial race is far more important than a really useless, baseless Pro Football Hall of Fame game? Be honest.
Then don't run the game.
You have to. You're obligated to the network. Well, but you're also obligated to break in for news that concerns
the
community.
I understand that, but with all these digital and sub-channels and crap that they have now.
Yeah. What do we talk about that? People still love the big stick.
I understand.
Right? They love the big stick, whether it's on radio or TV.
Whether, you will never hear me argue. Ever.
So what's the difference?
Because life and death is involved with weather. Right. I don't think life and death is involved with who won the nomination for governor.
It still impacts your life.
It's impactful and it's important, and I'm not saying that it's not.
Thank you.
But they should have provided some sort of, you know, hey, you can go. I never saw something pop up that said that they did.
Okay.
But it should have been explained more of, hey, we're going to carry her acceptance speech. You can find the game here. I never saw that.
Okay.
And I looked online.
Get the beef. But also I understand.
And I'm not the only one that has beef. And
I know.
I have no ill will against your former employer,
WSMV. I'm one of the harshest critics of local TV you'll ever find. But in that matter, I'm fine with it.
Okay. Well, we'll table this for a second. Let's bring in our friend Jeff Jarrett. The Cats, of course, for the Arena Crown Championship game tomorrow, kickoff at 3. Double J, what's up?
Hello, guys. It's, I had to step out. It's pretty cool. We are up here. All the owners of the AF1 are in town. And I'll just say this. They could not be more complimentary of F&M Bank Arena and the Cats and, most importantly, kind of the Cats Nation. They've heard all the great things about it. And so I think they're as excited as the fans are, and myself, to see the game tomorrow. So, going to make history, but man, oh, man, we are inching toward that sellout. And as you guys are well aware, as a promoter, that is the one thing, those are the two magic words, sold out. So,
yes,
we're hoping to get there, guys. We're getting close.
Well, and I love that. You know, it's been almost a year that, you know, you were having talks with Coach and others about getting involved in all of this. And you know how it is as a promoter, you know, you want to sell your product. And obviously they did a good job of doing that. Now that you have been in the fight with them and seen it all the good, the bad, and everything in between, how shocked and I guess how pleased have you been to see how all this has come about? Because I think it's been a great season. Obviously, a championship would be fantastic. But to see the support that the fans and the city of Clarksville have given, I know that has to make you very happy.
Well, and you know, Chase, you and Joe, both of you could probably relate to this. We all love our professional wrestling. And I almost hate to give a professional wrestling analogy, but it's so simple and it's so accurate. You know, when you see professional wrestling on TV, there's one context. When you go see it live, it's a completely different experience. And I got to tell you, I had never been to an arena game until I accepted this position. And coming on as managing partner, I wasn't sure what I was getting into. But I'd seen different television highlights and stuff like that. And we're talking about going back 20, 25 years when it was on NBC during the weekends. But when you see an AF1 game with the nets and then you can score on kickoff and the pounding action, and you're kind of watching a mix of, I call it a little bit of ice hockey. The base of the game is obviously football, but just the hard hitting action. And the speed of the game is unbelievable. And I think you guys know better than me that crazy stat last week. I think we scored on 7 of the first 10 plays. Forgive me if I'm butchering that, but just seeing the game live and in person. And that has been the trick. And what we've tried to do, really dialed into our social media in getting the clips and with the correct strategy. And you guys have been great partners, not just you guys, individuals as talent doing play-by-play in color, but, 102.5 and Cromwell and everything that goes with it. But we've introduced the game of arena football to the community of Clarksville in the Middle Tennessee area. And that's it, as a promoter, it's that simple. They love what they've seen. And here we are. Coach Arbett has got his team rolling. We're coming in here undefeated in the den, and so we just need one more to get that crown championship, and we are so close.
Oh, it's so good. Jeff Jarrett's with us. The game is at 3 o'clock tomorrow in Clarksville. Jeff, whoever came up with the mantra, the ball never dies, should get a bonus, because that is exactly how you describe AF1.
Well, you know what? I'll give a shout-out to Kevin Sullivan, KSTV, and myself, and us collaborating. But and I don't even know, Joe and Chase, if I've shared this with you guys, kind of how all that came about. As we were looking at film and creating marketing materials and everything that goes with it, the legendary broadcaster that we all love, Eli Gold, literally said that on a kickoff that hit the net, that bounced. One player picked it up. He got hit. Another fumble. The guy ran it back to about the 20, but maybe what, a 10, 15-year line. He fumbled, and then the kicking team scooped it up and scored. And he said during that, hey, folks, and they have won, the ball never dies. And we immediately knew that's the hook.
Oh.
That is the reality. So Eli is the one who coined the phrase.
Now, that's great. I'll tell you what, Jeff, here's how I see the growth of what's happening in Clarksville. The very first game when Chase and I called back in April, we probably saw 10, 12 Cats jerseys. Last Sunday, I bet I saw 200 Cats jerseys, at least.
Yep.
To me, when you invest in a jersey like that, you're investing in everything. And I'm telling you, there's probably 3 times more than up there. But from your perspective, to see the genesis of this and how it's grown as a promoter, owner, everything, I mean, you got to be over the moon of the success what's going on in Clarksville.
I absolutely love it. And, as you're talking about jerseys, again, I put on my promoter cap. You have to have a game experience. And a part of the game experience is when you walk in F&M Arena on both entrances, what is the first thing you run into? Well, how about that? By design,
right.
It's a merch stand. But you have to price it right. You have to make the merch appealing, and where kids and families and moms and dads and whatever the demo booth be, I think the design process that we really drilled in and looked at every piece, the hats, man, I could tell you a stat that would blow you away, but the amount of hats that have been sold is staggering. So hats and jerseys. But Joe, you nailed it. If people are going to invest, they have to believe in the product. If you're going to go spend more money, and not just to get into the game, because our ticket prices are very affordable, catsfootball.com. But that being said, if you're going to spend money on merch, you got to believe in the product. And that's the thing that I believe, that just kind of the stars have aligned, that Arbett, he's looking for the thumb ring. He's got 4 championships. He's looking for that 5th. But he's put together a team. You guys know better than I do, because you actually call in the game and the stats and everything that goes with it. People love a winner, and boy, do we have a winning team.
Oh, absolutely. All right, 3 o'clock tomorrow, ball kicks off. What do you need to hear inside F&M Bank Arena tomorrow?
The first thing I need to hear when I wake up in the morning is those 2 words, sold out. And then from there, the place will be rocking. We've got the Major General as our Cats captain. So, obviously, right across the border is Fort Campbell. So, we've got a lot of positivity. We've got a cool halftime show that we're dialing in to literally Music City, but a real community, my 2 acts that are performing. It's going to be a great night. I know one thing, the people are going to be loud and proud, and I hope that we lose the coin toss. I shouldn't say that, but I'll just say this. I hope we get to kick off. because I love nothing more than the game to start as a douche and everybody in the arena stands up and they're yelling douche. You guys, that's got to get, you guys got to get goosebumps when you hear that chant just on the kickoff. So that's what I'm hoping for to happen to kickoff.
Yeah, Jeff Jarrett is with us. Okay, so you sparked a question when you were talking about merch and everything, because obviously that's a big part of pro wrestling. Everybody wears their T-shirts, and you know all the guys want their merch sold and stuff. When did all that kind of become a big thing in wrestling?
Merch?
Yeah, like T-shirts and all that stuff. Because, I mean, I go to any event, I got to buy a T-shirt.
Well, and, you know, obviously in the 90s and the Attitude Era, but merch has been a part of professional wrestling, you know, dating back years and years and years. It's just grown like everything else. But, you know, my grandmother, Richardson Southern, is a company here in Middle Tennessee that my grandmother partnered with years ago, and they started selling buttons of Jerry Jarrett. All it said was, I love Jerry. But merch has always, but it's really developed. The Attitude Era with the catchphrases took it over. And to me, when we looked at, and, you know, last year, our quarterback, Tyler Kolka, you know, somebody kind of put out as a meme or just kind of tongue-in-cheek, Kolkamania. Well, this year, we got on board and we did the ID shoot. And, you know, his stats are unbelievable. His personality, he is so likable. We've said in our different calls and meetings that, man, oh, man, just when the media interviews this guy, he's so likable. But good God, when he gets on the field, he has an assassin that just rips defenses to shreds. So, you know, that's a part of, you know, year two that we're going to be looking at is branding our players even bigger and better.
Well, I'll just say this about wrestling shirts. I got in trouble in sixth grade for wearing one that said, don't piss me off. So, you know.
Okay, slap nut.
There you go. There you go. Jeff, I'll let you get back to your meetings. We appreciate you, and we're excited about tomorrow.
Looking forward to seeing you guys, man. You guys got the call on Vice. We got the championship game. Folks, get your tickets now because there is, I think there's like less than 400 remaining, and they're going fast. So, CatchFootball.com. See everybody tomorrow. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. Double J, Jeff Jarrett joining us.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA. Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited. Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.